Welcome to TV Tango's Primetime Picks Podcast. This is your host, David Toledo, and I'm here to break down the best nightly TV picks the age of platinum television has to offer. Let's get to it.
On Monday, we kick off the week with NBC's new drama, The Enemy Within, which critics are describing as a fast-paced, spy-hunting thriller. It stars Jennifer Carpenter after spending 8 seasons on the premier cable drama, Dexter. Here, she stars as Erica Shepherd, the most hated woman in America and a brilliant CIA operative, now known as the most notorious traitor in history. In the show, she's serving a lifetime in a supermax prison, enlisted by desperate FBI agent Will Keaton, who's played by Morris Chestnut. The cast also includes Raza Joffrey from Code Black, Kelly Garner from Pan Am, Cassandra Freeman from Luke Cage, and Noah Mills from The Brave. The show opens with a striking announcement that there are over 100,000 spies on the American soil, more than any other time in history. As if we weren't already paranoid by tech companies creeping inside of our homes. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Alexa. The show amplifies the already occurring trust issues within the American fabric, imposing the question, who can you trust when so many are plotting against you? In an interview, Jennifer said that the goal of the show is to make the audience work really hard to get ahead of us. She also said the structure of the show is one story, and each of the episodes are chapters of a bigger novel. They will have different counterintelligence investigations from episode to episode, but there's an overarching storyline viewers follow in terms of the terrorist Tal, who is planning his relationship with Shepard and Keaton. I personally think the show is a classic counterintelligence drama with enough twists and serialized bits to sustain viewers' interest. If you're looking for a thrilling new FBI show to watch, The Enemy Within premieres Monday, February 25th at 10 p.m. on NBC. I hope you like it. The dance floor is going up on a Tuesday. It's time for Stars, Style, and Spunk. The season 3 premiere of World of Dance is this Tuesday, aka your new obsession that allows you to live vicariously through the world's most talented dancers. There's no doubt we're living in a time where talent competitions are at their all-time best. World of Dance is clearly such evidence. The NBC show that sets the world on fire with incredible choreography and skill that is unparalleled displays the world's best dancers in their finest moments and allows us, the viewers, to follow their journeys as individuals, shedding light on the paths they've taken to get to this very moment. And while you're silently critiquing the competition from the comfort of your couch, three smooth-moving stars will be holding nada back as they do the real judging from the stage. Now, who are the judges this season? If you are a diehard World of Dance fan like I am, you'll be delighted to hear that our faves are back and ready. Yes, we have the OG judges, starting with Jennifer Lopez. Jenny from the block is back, bringing the heat this season, as she does with literally everything, and is returning to the third season of this show, along with Neo, the Grammy Award-winning artist who has been gifting our ears since early 2006 with R&B singles like So Sick. If he didn't win your heart over with his smooth vocals, don't worry, sweetheart, because his passion for World of Dance will definitely do that. And lastly, we have Derek Hough. Yep, Hugh, as in the brother of celebrity dancer Julian Hough. So dancing runs in the family, that's for sure. Since his first lesson at age 11, Derek's gone on to win Dancing with the Stars a record number of 6 times. Oh my god, I'm amazed. Not only that, he's scored 2 Emmys for his choreography and wrote a New York Times bestseller. No big deal. On the hosting side, Jenna is not coming back. Womp womp. But Access Live host Scott Evans is ready to take over the show. I loved the first two seasons. The show is wildly entertaining, well-produced, and greatly judged. Jennifer Lopez is such a treat to watch on TV. If you love dancing, this is a must. It's absolutely stunning. The production and the insane talent is wonderful. For me, it's like, So You Think You Can Dance on steroids? The show promises to give you goosies from beginning to end. So tune in on Tuesday for World of Dance at 8 p.m. Central Time on NBC. Okay, sweeties, I hope you are thirsty because the queens are not back to play, but slay. Yes, they will be quenching all your thirst this Thursday with the new season 11 premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race. Yep, a whole new batch of queens are coming to compete for the coveted crown that has only gone to 10 out of 126 contestants in the past decade. The queens are known for their sickening fashion abilities, comedic humor, and irresistible charm. Many of them have also developed a reputation for being just as hot outside of drag as they are in drag. So this group is going to be no different, as each of them bring the sexy in both aspects of their life. VH1 announced that guest judges to appear on the upcoming season include queer sensations like Miley Cyrus and Troye Sivan. Also the gorgeous supermodel Cara Delevingne and Natasha Loyne, following her excellent role on Netflix's Russian Doll. Not only will Cyrus act as a guest judge for the season premiere episode, but VH1 suggested that the star will go undercover in the workroom to spy on our fabulous new queens. Oh my god, I am so excited! Others included in the full lineup of new guest judges for season 11 are Lena from Master of None, Tiffany Poehler from Celebrity Big Brother, Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin, Sydell Noel from Glow, Wanda Sykes from Comic. In addition to those amazing guest judges, the television host Rachel Maddow will also make a special guest appearance on the show, although she won't be judging the queens. I am just so excited. I love the show. It's so refreshing. The show is a joy to watch. The catchphrases, the idea to make a reality show where drag queens are the contestants, is iconic. This is so gay and so good. It's funny and catchy. It's basically the best reality show available. I've learned so much from the queens and Rue. The world of drag deserves this space big time. Tune in to VH1 for RuPaul's Drag Race this Thursday. It's going to be sickening! Are y'all ready to Netflix and chill with the second youngest of the four Baldwin brothers? If so, this Friday is your chance because Northern Rescues premieres on Netflix. The show follows a Canadian family drama that tells the story of a recently widowed father, John West, who's played by William Baldwin. He basically uproots his three children from the big city and returns to his small northern hometown to take command of the local search and rescue services after the death of his wife. As the family is coming to terms with their loss, the series explores the effects on each of their lives. The children's aunt, Charlotte, who is played by Kathleen Robertson, struggles to help John and the children heal as she's coping with the loss of her sister and the desire of having a family of her own. Along the way, John faces many situations that challenge him professionally and personally. As the family members work on rebuilding their lives, they come to meet many colorful characters living in their northern community. Go explore this excruciating point in their lives on Friday on Netflix. Now, on Saturday and Sunday, you can never go wrong with the Hallmark Channel. That is why we have two of their picks for you. On Saturday, we have Just Add Romance. If you're into reality cooking shows and rom-coms, then we found the perfect combination of both those two binge-worthy obsessions. The movie stars Megan Fahey, whom you may recognize from The Bold Type. She plays a chef competing for a chance to run her own restaurant on a reality show called Kitchen Showdown. And one of her competitors is played by Luke McFarlane, who appeared on Brothers and Sisters and five previous Hallmark movies, so he's certified dreamy. As you can imagine, sparks fly between the two, and it's more than the oven's heating up. Mm-hmm. The movie premieres March 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Hallmark Channel. And then on Sunday, we have the Chronicle Mysteries Vines That Bind. If you've been following this series, it is a mystery series that follows Allison, who plays Alex McPherson, a true crime podcaster who finds herself investigating crimes in her small town. The novelist becomes interested in a cold case disappearance, in large part because she and the victim knew each other in their small town growing up. The series began on February 18th with Recovered the Wrong Man, and now wraps up this Sunday, March 4th, with Vines That Bind. That's a wrap for our primetime picks this week. Please stay tuned for primetime picks next week.
That's a wrap for this week's primetime picks. We'll be back in your ears next week. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.